Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'Shmaya, our previous shiur, on the pasuk that says, "Ish ki ish ish asher yakalas avis ima mosyumas aviv imo kilel dam of bo." We saw Rashi, dam of bo is skila, and it's learned from Ovi Yedoni, and then pshuto shel mikra is that dam of bo is dam of rosho, it's his own fault. Magiela, like they say in modern Hebrew. And then we saw stila. On one hand, we saw makoros, that dam of bo, as learned from Ovi Yedoni, b'derech shel binyan av. That's the paradigm, that's what it means. That's always what it means. On the other hand, we learned that it's linguistic. It's gzera shava. So other makoros, so is it a binyan av or gzera shava? These are two different midas. Now with the kash, we also asked, pshuto shel mikra, All chayvim mises magielo. Why does it say dafka here? So we explain that according to the Rambam, there are two stages in the Gemara, based on the Mishnah, the Gemara. But there are two stages in skila. One is he's thrown off a two-story building, and the other is that a stone, if he doesn't die, a stone is thrown on him. And we saw we were daik b'loshen Rambam shenaflo ba'atzmo ala oretz, that it's really hine hishva aniskol shenaflo even olavim anitchav. Ish shivayon po yesh hashva'a. Ben, we're equating between the niskal, who upon whom the throne is stone, upon whom the stone is thrown, and the person who's pushed off the building. We equate between the two as the pasuk says, "Kol yisakelo yo yare." The Rambam is Marich. Rambam doesn't have to say Hishra, Sokol, Shenafel, Evan, Ali. Rambam says it all. Shenafel, Evan, Alevim, Nitchav, Shenafel, Hubat, Malertz. So what the Rambam is saying is, we suggested that when it comes to being pushed, so he's part of the, he's sort of doing it to himself. Part of the reason he's dying is because of his own weight coming into contact with the ground. That's the law of physics. Kfishes Banu Kvara. According to the big yisod of Albert Einstein, or Isaac Newton, whoever it was, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So it's partly his weight. So when the stone is thrown on him, so it's completely meets out us. But when we throw him down on the ground, he is a partner in carrying out his own execution. And that is the, that's the difference between the two. And the Rambam is answering the kash of the Rishonim, possibly. The Rishonim ask, the pasuk says, "Sakoy sakoy yo yare." So first we should do the stoning, and then the yaro yare, the pushing. Lamovchim et haseder, and first we do the pushing, and then we do the throwing. And the answer is, the Rambam is telling us, we go min hakavod el hakal, min hakal el hakavod. They're the same. They're two aspects of the same misa. But the more kal way of doing skila is by throwing him down to the ground, because again he is partially involved, so it's not completely coming from us. So we have less of a portion and less of a part in the execution, which is better that we're not killing somebody. So it's partly him. So we go min akal, from throwing him down to the ground until al hakavod, and then if that doesn't work, then we throw the stone. אז מוריי ורבותיי, זה סיכום תמצית השיעור הקודם שלמדנו, וזה תמיד נותן סיפוק כשמסכמים דברים ארוכים במילים קצרות, כך שהם תופסים את הנקודה, זוכים. ובכן, אנחנו עכשיו נמשיך הלאה, ואנחנו ניישב בעזרת השם את הדברים. על פי תורתו של מורנו ורבנו, זכר צדיק לברכה. ולפי זה, לכאורה יקשה. Since the kiyum of skila is carried out, both by the dechifa, by the pushing, and the throwing of the stone, but the pushing is less of a maisa hariga, So you're right, it says in the Torah, Yaro Yare, afterwards it says Sako Yisakel. Achon, as I state in Torah, Kach Katuv Batorah. Aval ala Torah tzma yikshe. We're allowed to ask Memeg Fregen, as the Rebbe says. Memeg Fregen, mutal likshot kushi ala Torah. Why does the Torah do this? Why does the Torah tell us to do this? Why don't we just push him again? Push him once, push him twice. There's an interesting tshuva about this in the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, the Ber Yitzchak and Eben Ezra in Siman Yud Ches. Shechriach sheish vadaut b'misa me'atchia ayin shem b'dvara. Aval al kolpanim anachnu shoalim. Why don't you push him again? Why do we throw the stone? So it would appear possibly zehu ma shedichtiv b'mechuyave skilat damav bo. So why does it say by mechuyave skilat damav bo? So that's exactly why it says it. Kedei lomar b'ze kifshuto shekatav Rashi. In order to tell us the pashtus that Rashi says. What's the pashtus of Rashi? Rashi says pshuto shel mikra, shemagia lo. Kshehu goram la'atzmoi. Hu goram la'atzmoi, he caused it to himself. Az b'ze ne'amar, shelachen ein b'ze kol cheshbon lema'et et pe'ulat ha'ariga shel ha'oreg et ha'chayav skila. Me'achar, shet hakol goram hu la'atzmo. We don't have this cheshbon. We don't have this decisive factor, we'll call it, to decrease, to minimize the act of killing the one who is Chayev Skila, who is liable to this stoning punishment, because at the kol hu garam la'atzmo, it's his fault. It's his, like we used to say in the basketball courts in Riverside Park, my bad, it's my bad, it's his bad. The guy throws the pass 20 feet over the other guy's head. He said, it's my bad. I'm like, no. It was thrown over mine. I said, not your bad. I should have been born 20 feet tall. So it's his own fault. Hu garam le'atzmo. Azein cheshbon lema'et et pulat ha'ariga me'achar she'et hakol hu garam le'atzmo. V'kivan she'ein ze cheshbon. Since that's not our cheshbon. We don't make a zah cheshbon. הרי שפיר ישנו הדין לקיים בו גם מיטת סקילה של זריק עשה אבן בו. So ממילא, since he brought it upon himself, his own fault, he made choices, Marv Rabbi Isai. In life we make choices, and then there are consequences to our choices, as we well know, but we maybe sometimes don't take as much into account. So people don't always eat so well, or exercise so well, or sleep so well. There's ramifications, there's consequences. So he made a choice to do this terrible act, Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan, he cursed his parents, his mother, his father, both. Oy. So why not just push him again and be Mamayit Arpulas Hariga? And the answer is the Pshuto that Rashi writes. Shehu garam le'atzmo. Umeata. We can answer the questions that we asked in our first offering, our first shir. The Pivadai Pshuto Shamik was like Rashi says. Damav Bo, Damav Boroishoi, it's his fault, Magiela. It's his fault. That's what it means, Damav Bo. But from the fact that it says this in the Torah, Mivo'ar, in other words, why does the Torah have to say Shemagiyala? We asked why it says it dafka here. Hatshuvai, sheyesh kan nidon al harigato. There is an issue here. There is a problem. There is something we have to be miyashef. There is something we have to resolve. Shetzarich liyashvo b'ma she'amra Torah she'en ze nidon. In other words, we have to be miyashef this problem. We have to reconcile this problem. And because it's a nidon, and the Torah is saying, no, it's beseder. It's a lo nidon. Ki ugaram la'atzmo. So we're coming to be miyashi v'kasha. And on that we learn from Ovin Yidoni שנאמר בהם בסוף הפרשה כאן, מות יומתו באבן ילגמו אותם דמיהם בם. They should surely die. They are stoned. באבן ילגמו אותם דמיהם בם. So it says דמיהם בם after it says באבן ילגמו אותם. It doesn't say שיסקלו. What is skila? Skila is throwing off the building and then throwing the stone. Here it says straight away, be'evan yilgamu oisam. They are stoned. She'al zeh arei yishno koshi kanal. We have this problem. What's the problem? Why is it, my time, yesh behem rigima be'evan? V'arei shayach l'kayem et chiyuv ha'skila didhu b'tchiyeh. Why do they have this inyan of regima be'evan? Why do we only stone them, throw the stones on them? Why don't we push them? These necromancers, it's romance. Romance is good if you're married to your wife and you have a romance. That's beautiful. It's a lot of love there. That's great. There's no Hebrew word for romance. But we're talking about necromancers, a different type of mancers. So that's what they call Oven Yedoni, witchcrafters. Oven Yedoni, speaking from this bird's bone, the Yedoni called the Op Yadua, or Ov, speaking from one's armpit. So why don't we push them? Why are we giving them only stones? Why do they only get stone? Not in the drinking sense, in the rock sense. Rolling stones, we don't roll the stones on them very fast. אלא שעל זהו שאמרה תורה שאין צריך לעשות כן. אלא יהיה הדבר ברגימה באבן. Torah says, no, not necessary. You know why? Because דמיהם בם. דמיהם בם. What's דמיהם בם? מגיע להם. זה אשמתם. It's their bad. It's their fault. שעל ידי זה אין צריך להקל במעשהו של ההורג אותם. So therefore, we don't have to go easy on him. Going easy is being ממית, or פולס הריגו, and just... throwing him down, and therefore he's a partner in this execution. No, we go straight to the stones. Why demand bam ki magi Allah? V'im ken arei shapir shamin an me'acha shal mitat skilau shetzarich l'ma shekatuv demand bam. So we hear from this that on misa skila you need the demand bam. V'lechein shapir mevoal l'chora mizeh bebinyan av. שכל מקום דכתיב בו אחי, היינו משום שמיטתו היא בסקילה. So here you see there's a demand bum. In other words, there's a problem in the pasuk. Problem is, why don't you first push him from the building, from the house? Most buildings aren't two floors, but call it a building. It's built, it's a building. So push him in the two-floor building. Why doing that? And the answer is the man, but Magiela. It's his fault. He brought it upon himself. Oh. So from here you see that in the context of Misa Skila, we say the man bum. So it's a binyan av. That whenever it says the man bum, we know the Misa Skila. And that's why it says by us, over here by Klala, it says dumb of bow. Dam of Bo to tell us Misa Skila. Aval od lo gamarnu. V'chol ze klapei ma shenemar ba'ov v'yidoni. Aval agabei b'shar mekomot b'hachi b'lvad lo sagi. That is all very nice. Agabei ov v'yidoni. That says pshat ov v'yidoni. We have a kash in the pasuk, and the demand bombs being metari to the kasha. Memela, we can use this now as a model. But what about all the other places? Because by other places we can say, Shehen omnam shekenu b'ma shektuv achi bo v'yidoni, aval bi'idach yitachen shenamar damav bo liyashev koshi acher sheshno amitato. U'minayin lanu sheba akra liyashev et hakushya al skilatam kebo v'yidoni, v'rak hatam achen mehaitaymahu.
Wait a second, we can say that Ovi V'yidoni is, if I can steal a page out of Malcolm Gladwell's book, an outlier. Is a book, The Outliers. Interesting book. So maybe Ovi V'yidoni is an outlier. Why? Because there you have a special kasha. The kasha is, why is it Be'evin Yirgamu Otam? Why don't we start in the classic way of throwing him off the building? Why do we do straight Evan Yirgamalosim? So there we have the demand bum. But how can you use that as a model for other places? How can you use that as a binyanav for other places? Because the demand bo, dum of bo, demand bum, dum of bo, is coming to be miyashiv a koshi, aval yesh bo koshi lak bi ovi yadoni. Minayin lanu shizu shayach gam b'mizgarot acherot, b'mekomot acherim. Olay zeh rak sham. Ve'al zeh amar Rabbi Elazar b'kritut, and that we had, that was the Gemara in Krisus that we saw, and daf hey, that we see the koyach of the gzeira shava. How do you see the koyach of the gzeira shava? Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi says, "Al tia gzeira shava kala beinecha," because in the skull in our gufei Torah, and we have been gelernt for an gzeira shava. It says demand bam. Here it says demand bam by Ovi Yadoni. So you know that from Ovi Yadoni, it's gzeira shava. See the koyach of gzeira shava. The migzera shava udi alfina me ovi yedoni. The masha katuv dam of bo, who li yashiv is misas askila ditu, kshem shekenu bo ovi yedoni. Lachen me meila yesh lomod mizesh mitatam biskila. Lachen, mitzad echad achen mevoar bedivre rashi, kanu bikar beparashat mishpatim shen zu yafusa shel gzeira shava, chev kan skila kshem shchavim bo ovi yedoni. Elshachiv skila kanu mimashin amar al zet dam of bo. So it's correct what Rashi says here, and particularly in Parshas Mishpotim, that this is not a Yafus of Gzera Shava to be Mechayiv Skil over here like we have by Ovi Yadoni. But rather the Chiyiv Skil over here is because it says Dam of Bo. And the Dam of Bo is being Miyashiv Misasa. And that's only because he's chayev skila, and we have a kasha and his chayev skila. Uvinyan av, yesh me ovi yedoni shemisa skila tzricha yishuv. And the binyan av we have from ovi yedoni is that the misa of skila requires a resolution. We have a problem that we're coming to be miyashiv. And what does Dumb of Bo tell us? That it's his fault. So we have a kasha and skila, and the teretz is, it's his fault, that's why he gets it. Nevertheless, we still need the gzera shava, like we saw in the sugya and krisus, umavur b'lashon ha-mechilta, kedei l'lmod mimena, she'et ha-koshi hazeh hu sheba akra liyashev, v'ma shekatuv damav bo. Aval avatar gzera shava, so, what do we need the Gzera Shava for? To teach that it's coming to resolve this problem. When it says Dam of Bo. Aval avatar Gzera Shava melamedet parat zeh. Hare chiyuv skila yeshno ma'amachamat meh shekatuv Dam of Bo sheperusho skila. Dam of Bo means skila. The only problem is how do you know it's coming to be, the Dam of Bo is coming to be miyashi v'kasha? We have a kasha by Ovi Yadoni. What's our kasha by Ovi Yadoni? Why do you straight away throw stones at him? The answer is demand bam, because Magia Lot's his fault, like Rashi says Lefi Pshuta. We also have a kasha in general by Chayuvei Skila. What's our kasha? Our kasha is why do you b'chlal throw stones at him? Why not just push him down twice to be m'mayit misa? And the answer is dam of bo. It's coming to be miyashiv that kasha. The kasha is why skila. And here you have dam of bo because it's his fault. He brought it upon himself. Magiela. So the binyan av is to tell us that it's coming to be miyashiv his misa. Not a yafusa of gzera shava. It doesn't start off with gzera shava. The chi of skila comes because it says dam of bo, and dam of bo is coming to tell us. So, why does he get such a misa? of through being thrown off the building and then being through and then being stoned. And the answer is look at Ovi Adoni. Ovi Adoni, the demand bum, is coming to me, Ashiv Akasha. How come you give him skila straight away, you throw stones, and you don't first throw him off the building? And the answer over there is, why do you do it in that derech? Because demand bum, because it's their fault. They brought it upon themselves. So that's miyashiv misa skila. So here also, binyan av, that it's always come to miyashiv misa skila. The kasha is, why do you throw stones at all? Just throw them off the building again. If that's the same as skila, as stoning, as the Rambam implies, then just throw them off the building again. The answer is, dam of bo. It's his fault. He brought it upon himself. So in both cases, they come to miyashiv that kasha. But who says that Dumb of Bo is coming to be Miyashiv this kasha of why he's getting Chiyuv Skila? Who says? Maybe Dumb of Bo is coming to tell us something else. It's not coming to be Miyashiv any kashas. Or it's coming to be Miyashiv a different kasha. How do you know that? The answer is, that's where we come onto the Gzeirah Shava. So the Gzeirah Shava comes and tells us it's coming to be Miyashi Vakasha. And then we go back to our original Binyan Av. Meaning the Binyan Av tells us it's coming to be Miyashi Vakasha. Of why Skila? But how do you know that it's what it's coming to do? Maybe the Dhamma Bo is coming to do something else. So that's why you need the Gzeirah Shava to tell you that we say this Binyan Av. Otherwise, we wouldn't know to say the Binyan Av. Otherwise, we would say there's a difference between the Skila and there's a difference between Ovi Adoni and other cases. How do you know the Dhamma of Bo is coming to be Miyashiv the Kasha, why you get Skila by in other cases? Mainly only by Ovi Adoni. That's why you need the Gzeirah Shava. You need the Gzeirah Shava that, in fact, they're linked. Once they're linked, you say, Peseder. So now we can use our Binyan Av to show that it's coming to be Miyashiv Kasha. So everybody is right. Rashi, when he said that it's a binyan av is right. The Rambam, when he said it's a binyan av, is right. And the Gemara, it says gzeirah shava, is also correct. We also Rashi in the Gemara that it's a gzeirah shava. So numerous sources of gzeirah shava, it's also correct. The gzeirah shava is to tell us that the binyan av is the correct binyan av. But in fact, it's a model that's what the dam of bo means skila, because it's coming to be miyashiv the kasha of why you're giving skila b'chal. But we wouldn't have known that to say that by other misos, by other skilas, unless we have the gzeirah shava, which creates that linkage. And there's a nidon on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Where do you learn that? What's the gzeirah shava from? Is it from the Mosiumas Be'ovi Adoni in Sanhedrin and Gimel? Is it from the Mosiumas or is it from Demamba? So maybe the issue is it a direct Gzeirah Shava from Mos Yumas? Or no? It's a Gzeirah Shava from Demand Bum. Maskana the Gemara is from Demand Bum. And so therefore the Pshat is that the Gzeirah Shava is coming to tell us that since it says Demand Bum, by both of them it's the same Demand Bum. So A, you have the it creates the linkage. But it also tells us, but now you can say the binyan av, that this demand bum is like pshuto. It's coming to say that, why are you giving him skila? It's coming to be, miyashiv is coming to resolve that problem. Why are you giving him skila? Just throw him off the thing again. Don't throw him off the building again. Don't stone him twice. So the answer is just like by Ovi Adoni, you give him skila, you're not memayed as misa because dumb of bo, because he brought it upon himself, so too by him. And all the other cases. So it goes back, after we have the Gzeirah Shava, it goes back to the Binyan Av. So the skill he's getting because of the Binyan Av. We're just able to say the Binyan Av because of the Gzeirah Shava. Now I can also explain the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Pei Aleph, that we saw that if a person has various Mises on him, that he's Chayav Al Tzritzicha, and he's Chayav Al Tzeshes Ish, he's Chayav Saif, he's Chayav Chenek, And he's also chayiv skila. And in the end, what does the pasuk say he gets? But Gemara learns that he gets misa skila, because it says dam of bo. That's why he's chayiv skila, because in the pasuk in Yecheskel, you're not gonna look for other kashas on the chiyuv misa and say Yecheskel is coming to be miyashiv kashas when you say dam of bo, because on rotzeach is no sevashis ish avaydizara. We have a chiyuv in the Torah that doesn't say dam of bo, because there's no difficulty that we're coming to resolve. So mechitesi shabai Yecheskel averet chiyuv mitatam kishamra Torah chiyuv b'stam. Well, what's he coming to be miyashiv when he says dam of bo? Torah says they get those misas. So why does he say at the end dam of bo? So therefore, it's pashat. He's telling us the pshat. Shekavanah b'pshat yalchiyuv skila. Because again, dam of bo is coming to miyashiv akasha. That's what the binyan av is. The binyan av is that that's pshat in these words. Pshat in these words is that it's coming to in this particular binyan av. But that's pshat in the words. That whenever you have these words, that that's what it's coming to do. It's coming to be miyashiv akasha. And it's only by skila that we have akasha to be miyashiv. So that's how we know that it's talk. It's not there. It doesn't say it's there. It's clear in the Gemara we saw. It's a binyanav. Because it says dam of bo. Because the other misas, there's no kasha to be miyashiv. The only question we have is vis-a-vis skila. So if it says dam of bo, so it must be that the chiyuv is skila. Kufi shalomdim, she's apshat b'milim. You're giving him skila because magialo. And what's the kasha? The kasha is, or throw him off twice. Or by Ovi Yadoni, why not throw him off first before you stone him? The answer is, that's what the pasuk is saying, because dam abom, dam abom, magialo. It's going to be miyashiv that kasha, so that's pshat in the pasuk in Yecheskel. So for entradala kasha, it's b'siyata d'shmaya, maral, and one derech says similar to what we're saying. And with this, we can also answer Kasha of Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin and of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, which I hope is going to be our Avodah for the next Shir. So it's always Gishmak learning at Tosfos. And please God, Anachnu Nireh Od Neflaot Ani Mekaveh. ולבינתיים אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם. הדברים היו מאירי עיניים, מסמכי לב, מאירים כספירים, ככוכבים מזהירים, זקים ובהירים, ברוך השם. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. Thank you so much for listening. בלי נדר, we shall continue. שלום שלום.